I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, the rather secretive nature of the video game industry, especially compared to, say, Hollywood, means that more games are cancelled than we'll actually ever know about. And unfortunately, we're here to talk about 10 more. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games that just got cancelled. Number 10, the next Deus Ex. Now, Deus Ex fans have certainly been waiting their sweet old time for a sequel to the series' last game, Mankind Divided, which released all the way back in 2016. And though encouraging reports emerged in late 2022 that Eidos Montreal was in the early stages of developing the next title, Bloomberg revealed at the start of this year that the fifth mainline Deus Ex game has been scrapped. Though the sequel had been in pre-production for 2 years and was set to enter full production later in 2024, Eidos' parent company, Embracer Group, opted to cancel the project and lay off numerous employees as part of a wider cost-cutting initiative. Eidos will instead be put to work on a new original franchise, a depressing statement if ever there was one for long-suffering Deus Ex fans. With the IP clearly not a remote priority for Embracer, who knows when or if a new Deus Ex will ever materialize. Number 9. Disco Elysium 2 and Standalone Expansion. 2019's singular RPG Disco Elysium was a colossal critical and commercial hit, enough so that it seemed to be a given that the developer, Zaum, would soon enough get to work on a follow-up. But sadly, as ever, things weren't quite that simple, as behind-the-scenes controversies, namely three key team members being dismissed from the company, seemed to stall progress on any future releases. Yet a recent report confirmed that not only were they working on both Disco Elysium 2 and a standalone expansion codename X7, but both were cancelled, with sources citing gross mismanagement of the project as the cause. The report also stated that the developer is planning to lay off roughly 25% of its workforce due to the cancellations. While virtually nothing is known about either game, the standalone expansion was said to be roughly 1 or 2 years away from being completed. With both games now being cancelled, though, there's a devastatingly real prospect that Disco Elysium, as a franchise, is effectively dead. Number 8. Time Splitters Reboot. In the waiting stakes, Deus Ex fans have got nothing on Time Splitters fans, who last grasped the new entry to the hit FPS franchise Time Splitters Future Perfect all the way back in 2005. Now, in the years since, fans have tirelessly campaigned for a fourth Time Splitters, and in May 2021, their prayers finally seemed to be answered when publisher Deep Silver announced that they were reviving the series' studio Free Radical Design, with many key personnel returning to make a new Time Splitters. Fans were overjoyed, though last December, parent company Embracer Group, there they are again, decided to shutter Free Radical, in turn effectively cancelling what was said to be a reboot of the Time Splitters franchise. Mere days after the announcement, artists who worked on the game began posting concept art and images of assets online, giving fans a tiny glimpse at what could have been. Sadly, the fact that the artists were given permission to post said concept art likely indicates that Embracer has little to no plans for Time Splitters in the foreseeable future, and so the deprived fan base's anguish soon enough ticks over into its third decade. Number 7. Odyssey. Generally speaking, when any video game spends long enough in development, the publisher will see it as enough of a sunk cost that it absolutely positively has to release eventually, no matter what state it might actually be in. Yet Blizzard is no ordinary publisher, and recently ended up sinking the colossal costs of shuttering a game which had been in development for more than 6 years. Blizzard's first new IP since Overwatch was set to be a survival game codenamed Odyssey, which began all the way back in 2017, and would have revolved around players navigating portals between contemporary Earth and a rich fantasy world with large maps featuring instances of 100 players all at once. A Bloomberg report detailed that despite a positive reception from beta testers, the game was axed due to problems with its bespoke engine, which would have likely pushed the release all the way back to 2026 at the earliest. With that, Blizzard opted to instead focus their resources on more promising projects. The cancellation led to most of the 200-strong dev team working on Odyssey being let go, amid Microsoft's wider culling of almost 2,000 jobs across their entire gaming division. Number 6. Project Gravity. SSX was for snowboarding what Tony Hawk's was for skateboarding, a truly thrilling, fun-as-hell digital translation of the sport which flourished during the extreme sports heyday of the early 2000s. Yet, the series has laid dormant since 2012's reboot SSX, which despite positive reviews debuted to pretty soft sales, likely due to the general decline in snowboarding popularity from the 2010s onward. All the same, in 2021, SSX Tricky producer Steven Rechtschaffner revealed that he was working on Project Gravity, a spiritual successor to the SSX franchise. The game, developed by his studio Supernatural Studios and to be published by 2K, was a free-to-play live service snowboarding game. As much as that descriptor invited justified skepticism, if that was the price to pay for a new SSX title, then so be it. Except a recent IGN report revealed that 2K had dropped their support of the project, in turn causing its cancellation. Given the lack of commercial success found by recent snowboarding-centric games like Steep and Riders Republic, it may simply just be a case of 2K not feeling confident in Project Gravity's financial prospects, especially as a free-to-play title in an era where live service games are flopping left and right. Number 5. Halo Battle Royale. Now, since 2021, word has done the rounds that the Halo support studio Certain Affinity was working on a Battle Royale mode for Halo Infinite, codenamed Project Tatanka. Word stayed oddly quiet on it for several years, until earlier this year Eurogamer reported numerous sources claiming that the game had been surreptitiously cancelled. Though no reason for the cancellation was given, Bloomberg indicated that its direction evolved into something more, beyond being a mere Battle Royale, and so it's a distinct possibility that the ever-dreaded scope creep might have been to blame. Though the project wasn't ever formally confirmed by Microsoft, Certain Affinity revealed that they were working on something Halo-related in 2022, which they had apparently been developing for over 2 years at the time. Given that a Halo Battle Royale sounds like a slam dunk of a concept, this is tremendously disappointing, though that didn't stop some enterprising fans from just making their own within Infinite's Forge-level editing suite. Number 4. Dreams for PC and PS5. Now, Media Molecule's game creation suite Dreams is one of the most ambitious games ever, and one which most certainly made good on its promises, no matter that it failed to become a barnstorming hit after releasing on PS4 in 2019. Last September, the company ended ongoing live service support for the game, though the servers remained online and Dream is still completely accessible. But for years, fans have been asking Media Molecule to both port the game to PC and release an enhanced PS5 version. But a recent report from industry insider Lance McDonald revealed that while these ports were indeed in development, they were both cancelled late last year. Despite these versions apparently being near complete and the PS5 release even featuring ray tracing support, they were scrapped due to layoffs at Media Molecule last October, with the developer now planning to focus on their next unannounced project. RIP Dreams, you deserved a fate better than this. Number 3. Revenant Hill. In May 2023, Revenant Hill, a spiritual successor to 2017's hit indie Night in the Woods, was first announced, with the reveal trailer confirming that it would be staying true to its predecessor's distinctive art style and tone. Players would have taken control of Twigs, a cat who is forced to find a new home after failing to pay their rent, causing them to uncover a seedy underbelly amid the titular hills. However, last November, a heartbreaking update revealed that the project had been abruptly cancelled due to writer and artist Scott Benson being beset by serious health issues. Benson confirmed that he had recently been diagnosed with severe heart failure, adding that it would prevent him from working in a regular capacity for the foreseeable future, in turn causing the game's cancellation and the shuttering of new dev studio, The Glory Society. Benson, for his part, at least had some shrewd perspective about the matter, remarking in his announcement post that life thankfully goes on. Number 2. The Last of Us Online. Though a multiplayer mode for The Last of Us Part 2 was announced back in 2018, Naughty Dog ultimately decided to focus on the single-player campaign first and then release the multiplayer title as its own standalone game later on. Concept art for The Last of Us Online was first released in June 2022, with franchise co-creator Neil Druckmann promising a game as large as the single-player titles, with an enticing new location widely rumored to be San Francisco. But by last May, Bloomberg reported that Naughty Dog had scaled back development amidst concerns over the game's ability to retain a player base, followed then by a Kotaku report indicating that the project was basically on ice by October. But rather than let rumor linger on much longer, though, Naughty Dog themselves confirmed that last December that The Last of Us Online had been cancelled, citing the game's ambitious scale as required requiring them to pull resources away from their single-player projects, something that they just didn't want to do. Now, while it's a shame that the game will never materialize, it's a totally understandable decision for a studio which has made their name on delivering uncompromising and peerlessly cinematic blockbuster experiences. To sacrifice all of that for a live-service multiplayer Last of Us game would have actually been a tragedy. And number one, a new Nier mobile game. Now, Nier probably isn't the franchise that most folk would immediately expect to get the mobile game treatment, and yet one actually already exists, with Nier Reincarnation releasing on Android and iOS all the way back in 2021 to rather mixed reviews. Just recently though, Tencent, who licensed the IP from Square Enix, announced that they had cancelled a second Nier mobile game back in December, which had been in development for around 2 years before being shut down. Tencent's official rationale was that they were struggling to find a compelling monetization model for the game, which, given Nier's relatively niche, esoteric nature, makes a certain amount of sense. After all, Nier isn't exactly a franchise that screams gacha gaming, is it? Between this and Square Enix planning to shut down Nier Reincarnation this coming April, it's perhaps all the proof needed that Nier is better off sticking to the full fat console and PC releases and staying out of the mobile gaming quagmire entirely.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.